With the entrance ramp 295 southbound from Hillsboro Boulevard. Stop and go traffic due to a crash on the Florida Turnpike northbound at 595. Your right lane is closed. And on the Palmetto Expressway southbound at Northwest 25th Street. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
WZAB Sweetwater, South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM, The Biz, a division of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ as SALM. 880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, thanks for joining us with another edition of Freed on Business. Bruce and I have been kicking it around here in the pre-talk for the show. We're going to have some excellent crisis management lessons to be learned from the Carnival Cruise Lines debacle that's been going on here with Bruce Turkel of Turkel Brands. We're going to be talking today about the lessons to be learned from Carnival Cruise Lines. We're then going to talk to the UHealth Sleep Center. Dr. Alberto Ramos is going to be joining us talking about getting some sleep when we all need it. And then stick with us because the last segment, I'm going to go over what's been going on in the commercial real estate world. And we're going to talk about hashtag CRE. If you don't get the reference, you're definitely going to want to tune in. Now, the U.S. stocks rose today following the Dow Jones Industrial's biggest drop in 4 weeks as weaker than expected data on economic growth and jobless rates, jobless claims boosted the speculation that the Federal Reserve will maintain its stimulus. In other words, things look like it's softening a little bit, so the government may keep buying bonds to keep rates low. We'll be right back after this short break with Bruce Turkel from Turkel Brands. We're going to be talking about what we can learn from the Carnival Cruise issues, the crises they've been facing. We're going to talk crisis management with one of the top marketing minds in South Florida, Bruce Turkel, back after this.
When everybody is getting excited for football, it's the draft picks time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with branding guru Bruce Turkell. He's the CEO of Turkell Brands. Bruce is one of the leading experts on branding in the U.S., and we're going to talk about lessons to be learned from the Carnival Cruise Lines events that have been occurring across the world, I guess, over the last few months, and obviously impacting their brands. Bruce, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. It's a treat to be here.
Hey, it's great to have you on the show, too, and I love it when you talk about it being a treat with the tongue firmly planted in your cheek. You're the best. Now, listen, we all know that Costa Cruise Lines ran aground, that there were fires in the hallways and stuff at Carnival. I'm really not a big cruiser, so I haven't been following it that closely. But I do know that my mom went on a cruise right after the initial ship ran aground, and she was all freaky and scared. I mean, what can Carnival or somebody else that's facing a crisis do?
Well, there's a lot of things they can do. They have great operations. They have great products. They're doing everything correctly. And I'm sure they have a big emergency toolkit that they pull out when problems happen.
With a big wrench.
Well, who knows how they do it. But, you know, I'm sure that's all happening. But there's a number of things that they can do that, by the way, everybody out there who's in business can do also. Because it doesn't matter how big you are. It doesn't matter how small you are. You know what they say? The tools change, but the rules stay the same.
Yeah.
So a number of things they need to do. The first of all, there has to be commitment from the top down. When the ship hits the fan, the leaders have to mobilize and get involved. So when these things happen specifically to them, the president of the company's got to get on a helicopter and go out to the ship, land on the ship, and tell the people who are stuck, hey, I'm here with you.
Yeah, and stay there.
That's right, and stay there and show that they got skin in the game. And so in your business, when there's a problem, the first thing you got to do is call whoever's got the problem and say, look, I'm the owner, I'm the boss, I'm the manager, I'm the director, whoever you are. This matters to me. I'm here. I'm going to take care of it.
Your problems are important to us.
Exactly right, which leads us exactly into point two, which everyone talks about customer service, customer service, customer service. All you got to do is reverse those two words. Service the customer. Stop worrying about the brand when there's a crisis. Stop worrying even about your business. Worry about the customer. Because in today's connected world, if you're not worrying about the customer, they're letting the world know.
Oh, 100%. The number one thing that we do on social media is scratch the itch.
You know, think about the last time you checked into a hotel. If you walked into your bathroom in the hotel and there was a giant cockroach sitting in there, what's the first thing you would have done? 20 years ago, you would have called the management, right? And said, hey, come up here. There's a...
Probably would have smushed it and then called the management.
Okay, maybe so.
Because that way I'd have the evidence.
But today, you would take a picture of it.
Oh, yeah, and tweet it to the whole world
exactly.
And get a free hotel night.
Exactly. And all your friends that you tweeted to, they retweeted.
My God, that would go viral.
Almost instantly. And if the hotel company is not even paying attention to their social media, they don't even know this is going around the world.
You know, what I found, a lot of big institutions or broadcasters, they're not conversant, though.
Exactly. They're busy because the history has been that the company talks to consumers.
Right.
Consumers couldn't talk back.
Right.
So they're not in conversations. They're in monologues.
Yeah, and now all of these people spend all this money for social media outreach, social media connectivity, and they don't understand the elemental nature of social media. It's a it's an individual to individual communication that can go viral and touch everybody real fast. But these big companies don't understand. They just broadcast.
You're absolutely right. And it's in the name, social media. The second word, media, we understand. But the first word, social.
Johnny,
I talk to you, you talk. Yeah, Johnny's the master. He's the expert. I talk to you, you talk to me. Johnny makes sure everyone's paying attention, which that brings us to the third point, which, by the way, is perfect for Johnny, which is to build a social media toolkit when you don't need it. Because when you do need it, it's too late. So you need to have followers. You need to have people you're tweeting to, you're Facebooking with, you're LinkedIning with, people who are looking at your Pinterest page, your Google Plus
page. Socials in your army.
Ahead of time. So that when you need it, you can implement it. When you got to put a message out there, you can do it right away.
Peeps, I'm so sorry this happened. I'm out there tomorrow taking care of it. If you hear anything before then, please direct message me. I think you're a star.
Exactly. If you hear of anything,
let me know.
You got it. You got it.
Oh, man, I just love it when you come in and great minds start to think alike. So now we've had a disaster. Mr. Big's out there. He says, I feel your pain. I'm experiencing your pain. I'll be there to solve your pain. What's next?
Well, there's a number of things you got to do. First of all, accept the fact that we are in a connected world, right? So it used to be if you were out in the middle of the sea and something happened, nobody knew about it. You controlled the media. Not true anymore, because now every time you drift into a Wi-Fi zone or a cell zone, people are on their little devices and they're putting the word out there. But because we're all so used to these, we no longer stay disconnected. Remember when you were in college, you'd call your parents on Sunday. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it wouldn't be for two Sundays. Now, when kids are in college, they're calling home or they're texting home 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day.
Yes.
Those same people are going on cruises and they're used to talking to their family. So what if the cruise line installed 100 Iridium satellite phones on the ship? So when there was a problem, you could get on the phone and you could call home and go, look, we're stuck, but I'm fine. It's a little hot. No problem. That would go miles to make people feel better. We're so used to talking to each other all the time that when we're not talking, we feel bad about it.
You know, it's really interesting because I remember going on cruises as recently as 10 years ago because I wasn't connected. Then the next cruise, they had internet available now in the middle of the ocean. I go, oh no, here we go. And the next time I went out, they had everything. And when you hit the U.S. ports, your cell phones worked, everything lit up, and it wasn't like you were on vacation at all.
Well, no, you can't even get on an airplane. It used to be airplane time was time to read and think and,
God forbid.
Take a nap. Not anymore.
Well, you don't even get a pillow anymore.
Well, that's a whole nother issue.
Okay, we've gotten out there. We've gotten social. And, oh, by the way, Johnny always tells me, hey, so-and-so's not social, or this guy's social. He walked in today and said, Bruce has been social with us all day long. Social, social, social.
That's right. Absolutely. Because the world is out there paying attention. And there's so many opportunities to get your message in front of people at no cost. That's the big dirty secret of all this stuff. You need to have guys like Johnny who know what are going on. You need to set the whole thing up. But then you need to do it. People say to me all the time, hey, I don't really like Twitter, for example. Isn't there just a book I can read? And that's like reading a book on swimming. You can read the book, but then if you jump in the water, you still can't swim.
I gotta say is that I first met Johnny. Basically trained me on how to use Twitter. I made a bunch of mistakes. He corrected me. We got a minute left, then we're going to come back from break. Johnny used to correct me. Now I write Twitter tweets like a virtuoso. I get excited when I get picked up and retweeted by some of the people that I respect. It's just really terrific.
Well, that's the Sally Field in you. You like me. You like me. It's like a little dopamine rush every time your device buzzes.
I wouldn't say Sally Field, but that's very cute. And we're going to leave you smiling, Bruce. You know, you look like your freaking avatar today. We're back after this. Stevie, be creative. Rock us out.
everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
You know, it's always good business to give your customers what they want. And the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my two vehicles from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with Bruce Turkell. We talked about the lessons we can learn in crisis management from what's been going on with Carnival Cruise Lines in our first segment. Now Bruce and I are going to get down dirty and just have some fun. Bruce and I are going to talk a bit about building your personal brand. Bruce has been very successful in building his brand from a local guy here on Miami Beach to a nationally renowned expert on branding. In fact, he'll be leaving our show and going over to the Fox Studios to go national right after our show, probably about 5:45, quarter to 6. So, Bruce, how have you been able to go from boy from Miami Beach to national branding expert?
Well, the most important thing
we've only got a second left.
Perfect. I can tell you. Figure out what it is you're going to stand for and stand for it all the time. You know, you think about most companies, the ones you really know who they are, you know who they are and what they mean to you. So I talk all the time about building your brand value. People want to pay attention because it's something that'll benefit them.
You know, now that's a really excellent place to talk a little bit of nuanced about what's going on in my life. I've been a real estate broker for many, many years, and I've also been running our investments program. I recently got a new title, Director of Investments for our Equity Capital Partnerships Group.
Mazel tov.
So what I'm doing is I'm starting to move my ship in the brand world. I used to be known as a broker. In fact, I had an investment opportunity just last week say, hey, you're a broker. And I had to go, no, I'm the Director of Investments. Show them my card, show them the letterhead, show them the new thing on the website. And then they realized that I am now the Director of Investments. But what I also learned is it's a behavioral and presentation to the market switch. that I needed to make when I was starting to switch what I was doing.
Well, the great thing is you had what we call the RTBs, the reasons to believe. You make your statement, and then you show them all the reasons. I have a new title, I have a new position, I have these new responsibilities. And then most importantly, here's what's in it for you. Because you can go on and tell me about all your great successes, and I like you, and I want to hear it. But you know what? It's like the parent on the old Snoopy, the old Peanuts, and wah, 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 wah. Right. Tell me what's in it for me. Because I'm the director of investment, I can do this, that, and the other thing that's going to make your life better.
And in fact, that's what I've been doing. I've been reaching out to different people that we're looking to pair up with as operating partners, or people we've done that with in the past, or people that solicit us now. And I've been talking to them about the different equity structures that I'm able to offer them. In addition, because of this new position within our equity firm, I'm able to now network other people of similar positions with a different level of legitimacy, I found.
And then the people are going to say, you know what, I want to talk to this Jim Fried guy because he has access to these people. He introduced me to these deals. He showed me these new ways of looking at my business, but it always has to be what's in it for them.
Yeah. And so it seems to me then that what you're saying is that we talked about this a little bit with the Carnival Cruise Line thing, customer service the customer. Think about what the other person on the phone is thinking about. Think about how they perceive you. Johnny always calls Twitter a phone. Think about how the other person out there consuming your social media thinks about you, the message that you're sending. Bruce, for instance, you're dressed coat and tie today. You're not always. Depends on the audience.
I look in my schedule in the morning. I figure out what I'm doing that day, and I make that determination based on where I'm going to be. But I always have a jacket, a shirt, and a tie hanging behind my office door because you never know what opportunities are going to come up either.
Oh, yeah. Come to my office. You know what's behind the door. You were there. Now, we're talking about individual branding. I've got to believe that the same thing holds true for a company, but it's much more difficult for a company of many different individuals to operate as one. How does that work?
Well, it's only more difficult for exactly the reason you said, because you have a lot of chiefs, not always a lot of Indians. You have a lot of opinions, and everybody sees the company going in a different direction. However, that direction has to come from the top. Somebody has to say, we stand for X. And then everybody's got to sing from the same hymnal. Everybody's got to read from the same page. Everybody's got to be able to recite what the brand message is verbatim instantly. So you run into someone, they say, hey, you work for XYZ Corp. What do you guys do? And you need to give the same answer that I would give and that everybody else would give. We can use our own words. I'm not worried about the wordsmithing, but I'm worried about the meaning. Because remember, nobody's got a lot of space in their brain pan for you.
No.
They only got a little tiny bit. And what they retain is what's going to make the difference in your business.
I have three words. We provide capital. We either do it as an intermediary or as a direct investor, but we provide capital.
I'd add one word. You. We provide you capital, or you with capital, or capital for you. Because you provide capital. Well, yeah, but I'm a little business. How am I going to get any? It doesn't matter to me. But if you tell me we provide you with capital, now I'm interested. I need capital.
Well, you see that. Nuance in all the message is what makes the difference. And that's why your Big Orange Miami may mean something different than my Big Orange Miami, depending on, I guess, the context.
You're right. People interpret it differently because they hear it, see it, feel it, smell it, taste it, touch it through their own filters. But you have to make sure that you're manipulating your message in such a way that they're getting across what you want them to get across. I'm writing my new book, is titles three words, and I believe it's the key words to building a brand. It's all about them. That was only one point of seven in my old book, but the new one, all about them. If you do that right, I don't think anything else matters.
Mo, I agree, because everybody in today's hectic, overburdened world is simply looking for a way to streamline whatever it is you're trying to do. And if you make whatever it is, service or goods that you provide somebody, if you make it easy to access and easy to do, they're going to opt for that if quality is consistent across different offerings.
Well, quality being consistent is great. However, nowadays, that's cost of entry. Nowadays, products are so good because of computerization, globalization, on and on and on, that if you don't have a good product, you're already out of business. You just don't know it yet. But they're not coming to you for good product because good product's available everywhere. That's table stakes. Now it's the brand. You know, we used to say, if I would say to you, it's not what you know, which is competency, you would say,
it's who you know.
That's right. That's not true either. It's not what you know. It's not who you know. It's who knows you. Because who you know means you can make the phone call, but who knows you means they'll call you back. That's where the business is, and that's based on the brand. If they know your brand, they'll take your call. That's the key.
Well, now I feel very successful because I built this brand that allows me to make these, I'll have to say this, cold calls, or I never really make a cold call. I make them warm.
Warm call, right.
Well, I do that because of the brand and because of the people that I know, but also because of what I'm delivering. They want what I have.
Well, that's why it's so brilliant that you're on the radio with your name on the radio, because people are tuning in to hear what I have to say, or what Neeson had to say, or what UHealth has to say, but who's getting the brand benefit? You are. And they're saying, okay, tuning into Jim's show is good for me. And now when they run into Jim, they hear about Jim, they see Jim, someone recommends Jim, you're going to go, oh, that guy's brilliant. He brings me all this great information.
You know, it actually sort of happened last
week. Oh, you're tearing up, Jim. Knock it off.
No, I'm actually blushing. You're just such a pain in the butt, Bruce. In any event, I had a friend of mine who's involved in the real estate business, and like so many other people, has a complimentary business as well. And we were talking about the fact that there are a number now of, I'll call them silo shows of real estate, where all they talk about is real estate. Those people meet a narrow group of people.
Right.
I go out there, and if you don't want to hear about real estate, stick around for 5 minutes. We're going to have something about managing your brand, getting you fit as an NFL football player, doing social media. Next week, you're going to love this, Bruce. Next week, my mother, Lolly Green, MSW, who turns 75.
My mother's an MSW, too.
Well, we'll talk about that offline.
Okay.
But my mom mans the emergency room on the weekends at Mount Sinai. You can only imagine the story she has even from just last week. We're not going to talk about our individual stories. We're going to talk about the lessons to be learned from 75 years of being on this earth.
So you're presenting short attention span radio, right? It's like the weather in Miami. If you don't like it, wait 5 minutes.
100%.
Something else will come along.
Yes, but the reality is that people are in their car. They really don't care about what you're necessarily saying. They care about how fun it is, what's going on. Some people are listening for information. Most people are listening so that they don't care about the jerk that just cut them off.
Well, there's three things you want to provide when you're on the radio to your listeners. You want to be, to your point, you want to be enjoyable because they're going to enjoy what they're listening to. You want to be useful. They got to say, yeah, you know what? I can probably use that in my life. And you want to be valuable, meaning I'm going to take some of this stuff home. It's going to be of value to me. And then I'm going to tune in next week because who knows what else I'm going to find. One without the other, just being enjoyable, that's entertainment. It's lovely. But, you know, an hour later, you're hungry again. If you're useful but you're not enjoyable, you're boring. Well, but if you can put the two together, which is what you do, that's the key.
I really want to thank you for that. And, you know, coming up next month, we start our 12-month rebirth of our relationship with UHealth. And we're going to really work on creating a special thing for UHealth that we do weekly. And we're going to try to make it appointment radio. That's our goal. Bruce, what do you think?
I love the idea. I hope it's not like the appointment with my doctor where I have to wait an hour before I can get in.
All right. Well, Bruce will be back in a month, and he'll be able to comment on how long it took for him to get to the doctor. But, Bruce, good luck on the Fox News thing today. Stevie, fist bump out from Steve. Stevie, find something creative. Take us out. Make Bruce smile.
Let's hear some electric flags, Steve.
For football, it's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
And now, WZAB traffic.
A good evening. Taking a look at your expressways throughout your area, we are dealing with delays. Palmetto Expressway southbound at Northwest 36th Street, an accident blocking your left lane. Also dealing with a crash on the Palmetto Expressway northbound near the Florida Turnpike. Two lanes are closed. 595 eastbound at Flamingo Road. Two right lanes are closed due to an accident. And 95 southbound at Hillsborough Boulevard. A vehicle fire blocking one lane now clear. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Steve, you're rocking the house there, man. I think we're going to have to get people, some kind of website postings on what the rock and roll music is we're playing there. Johnny, we're going to have to tell Robert we need a new thing. This week's music on Freed on Business, and we'll put Stevie's photo as the avatar. There you go. Stevie, we got him to talk. It took me 3 weeks, but we got Stevie to talk. All right, we're going to be up next. This is our U-Health segment. We've got Dr. Albert Ramos. He's the assistant professor of clinical neurology from the U-Health Sleep Center. He's going to discuss diagnosis and treatment of sleep disorders offered at the U-Health Sleep Center. We're going to discuss how to get a good night's sleep. Stevie, I got a bunch of popping going on. Dr. Ramos, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming on with us. I can only tell you that you have to be one of the most important people at U-Health, because I got to guarantee every single person at some time or another has some kind of a sleep issue.
That's exactly right. And in fact, there's a lot of data showing that approximately 70 million Americans have some sort of sleep disorder or sleep issue at some point in their lifetime. So this is something that obviously a lot of people get affected with and has, you know, very, very deep problems in terms of the way they come about their life and the way how they're productive they are, how they enjoy their daily activities. And it's something that can have profound consequences in the way that we just leave.
100%, and I can tell you, I know that you did this study also on the implications to the Hispanic community of different things as well, and I can only tell you that my Hispanic addiction to Cuban coffee creates some kind of neurological deficiency in my brain throughout the day, where I am always fighting to catch up. It seems like I'm always at 80 or 85%, and I decaffeinated for 4 years, felt great, got hooked again because I'm taking some heavy medication for my back, but I think I've equalized and I'm going to have to get off of this. Do you find people on prescription medicine, they get hooked on that and then they get hooked and have a sleep problem too?
That's exactly right. Yes. There's plenty of medications that we use at times over the counter, not even prescribed medications, that we use to help us fall asleep or stay asleep, and at the end, it's just impossible or very difficult to get off them. And not only they actually cause a problem, they then perpetuate any other problems with sleep that we may have. So most commonly, people with insomnia or difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep may try to use these medications to compensate for the lack of sleep, and at the end, it just becomes a vicious cycle and doesn't allow them to fall asleep or sleep properly, making them feel more sleepy during the day or more tired during the day. So some of the medications that we use either a prescription or over the counter for sleeping, many times what we recommend is for people to use them sporadically or, you know, a week at a time, but when you start to use them for longer periods, like months, then it can become a real problem.
All I could say is that I've noticed about the coffee thing, and when the 4th of July comes, I'm going to take the advantage of the long weekend. I'm going to deal with the headaches or whatever may come with it, and I'm going to just get off of this coffee. I was able to do it for 4 years. I'm going to get back. Johnny, you're going to make sure I do this.
Now, yeah, definitely no coffee after 3 p.m. That will get in the way of your sleep for sure.
Oh, I don't. I do it. I do right after work, right after lunch, bang. If it's later than 2:30, I'll just gut it out till the end. And yeah. Now, doctor, what are some of the other things that people have in the environment? I know, you know, it's a more urban lifestyle we have. A lot of people are moving into these apartment buildings. You got the neighbor issues. You got the barking dogs. You got the garbage can collectors. You got maybe you don't have the right shades. There's got to be a whole bunch of triggers out there that create problems for people that are trying to sleep.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. You mentioned a few of them. Definitely the sleep environment is very important. And we really need a very quiet, cool, and dark environment to get a proper sleep. And some of the things that have to do with our lifestyle and with the being an urban city just getting away. So if you're able to get the correct shades, or at least something that you can have your room completely dark without TV, without any other noises or distractions, like, you know, like having your iPhones or your iPads in the room, or any other of devices that can, you know, can that's just pop or make noises sometimes during the night and disrupt your sleep. All of those things become very important to actually maintain a very nice sleep-wake pattern and sleep-wake cycle. And of course, having the right temperature for you to feel very comfortable and fall asleep very deeply, it's also very important. So so now during the summertime, that you know, temperatures are going to be very high and very humid, getting the right temperature for you to fall asleep is going to be very important too. And definitely, if you have a very noisy environment, either because they're just, as you mentioned, garbage cans and other things in the environment, or someone in your own bedroom that snores loud or just is very noisy for whatever reason, that will lead to a very poor sleep. And all of those things can have profound consequences in your sleep quality and eventually in the way you feel the next day.
Whenever somebody says they're having a problem sleeping, the image that always comes to mind is the Seinfeld episode where Kramer has his sleep interrupted by the chicken place across the way. And I've always thought that the most important thing is having the right type of lighting or lack of lighting in your room. I know that in my room, I've got the cable TV box throws lights, and I've got this clock that doesn't have a dimmer switch on the light. And I found that sometimes I'll wake up, I can't get back to sleep, and I end up covering it up with a sock.
Yeah. That's you should do. Yes, you should do exactly right. There shouldn't be any lights at all, because as you experience yourself, a lot of people just basically get distracted by every very small light in any part of the room, and in fact we see that a lot of people have a tendency to just, you know, be very very conscious about their environment. All of these small things, even though they may seem very trivial, just get in the way of proper sleep.
Now, what do you guys do at the Sleep Center? We've talked about everything I can do to help. What can you do to help?
So in our Sleep Center, we concentrate, of course, in sleep disorders, and mainly not only trying to look for very specific sleep symptoms, but also just making sure that the overall well-being of the patient is addressed. So, for example, we always think about having a good diet or a healthy diet, and we also think about exercise as part of our healthy lifestyle, things that can make us very healthy throughout our life and make us live longer and healthier. We're also starting to think that that having good sleep is part of that equation. So we try to make sure that all of our patients try to get the amount of sleep and the proper sleep, and then we try to look for very specific sleep disorders. Like I mentioned, insomnia, so the difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, or sleep apnea, where someone has just difficulty breathing during their sleep because of snoring and other things that just don't allow them to sleep properly throughout the night.
Now, I've always found that a restful night's sleep is the most important thing. We've talked about some of the things that can help. I keep telling my wife that The most important thing to me is staying on a regular cycle. Go to sleep at the same time, wake up at the same time, go to sleep at the same time, wake up at the same time. No naps. Just keep a regular clock cycle. The body is a chemical reaction. It reacts differently when things change.
And that's exactly right. I will have to concur to what you just said. The same way that we entrain our body, for example, to eat at certain times during the day because it just becomes like a habit that we are used to eating at certain times, and that's when we feel hungry, just right before we go to eat. Usually that's by having a normal sleep-wake cycle and being consistent about it, then our brain really knows when is the time to fall asleep and when is the time to wake up. And if you just play around with that too much or just, you know, you have that those times are too variable or you just change them too much, and it really kind of just throw you off. And then it leads to very, you know, very variable times of when you go to bed, very variable times to when you wake up. But at the end, what will happen is you just have insufficient sleep and you will just be tired. You just won't get enough. And definitely not having naps or not taking naps is very important because if you take a nap, then you will have more difficulties falling asleep at nighttime. So usually I'll tell my patients avoid the naps because it's the same. Like if you're looking forward to having a buffet, for example, and you know and just having like this very nice buffet somewhere, let's say in Las Vegas, and you all of a sudden take a nap, it's like you know getting full on just the bread and that's it. So by taking a nap, you're really stealing from the good sleep and then makes it harder for you to fall asleep and staying asleep later in that night.
That's the way I look at it. I look at it as stealing time from one place and putting it into another. Why bother? Just plan things better and you'll get everything in. Dr. Ramos, if people want to get more information about the UHealth Sleep Center, how do they do that?
So we have our, of course, our website that it's... You sleep at .med.miami.edu, and also we have our number, which is 305-243-CCCC, as you were sleeping, or 243-9999, and they can call in to get more information about our sleep center and see one of our physicians if you have any sleep issues or concerns.
Well, Dr. Ramos, thank you so much for making it a more civilized place by helping people get more rest, and that keeps them, I would hope, calmer during the day, and especially when I encounter them on the highway. We look forward to having you and the rest of your team on again sometime soon. Again, thank you so much to UHealth for being sponsors on the show.
No, thanks to you, and thanks for the opportunity to talk on your show.
My pleasure. We'll be right back after this short break. Johnny and I are going to talk about #CRE. What does that mean, and why do we do it? Back after this. Oh, Stevie, you just cracked me up. Having an old shock rock jock back there running the board is just too much sometimes. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. And that's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. All exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, our business community and our people listening on the radio, I want to talk about hashtag CRE and what it means and why Johnny and I continue to abuse the heck out of it. Hashtag CRE is where the commercial real estate industry looks for commercial real estate social interaction. And why are we there? Because we're looking for people that are social, that want to get social with us, that want to talk real estate, want to learn about real estate, want to communicate with real estate, and want to join an online community of people that do commercial real estate, or at least talk about the topics that involve commercial real estate. So CRE, hashtag CRE, it's an important thing. We're adding it to just about all of the tweets, along with hashtag FOB13. Why hashtag FOB13? The reason we add hashtag FOB13 is because when people see our general topics, eventually they're going to wonder what's going on at hashtag FOB13, and they're going to look there, and they're going to see the stream of all the different things that we cover on Freed on Business. Social conversations with Social Media 305 and ESPA trainer Tarek Maddox, and business conversations that we have with University of Miami Health Systems and the Miami Marlins. And you'll start seeing even more and more things go under the hashtag FOB13 sign as we continue to expand our relationships with our sponsors, and our sponsors continue to enhance their social media departments to continue to interact with us. Our social media sponsors are interactive. They are not broadcasters. We work with them to have conversations that are meaningful to our community. Who's our community? The people at hashtag FOB13 and the other hashtags that we create and use. Many of them are members of the hashtag CRE community. What does hashtag CRE talk about? Different to everybody. But if you watch our Twitter stream, you'll see that through hashtag CRE, we've connected with real estate professionals across the country, social real estate professionals in Arizona, in the Midwest, in Boston. And we talk to individuals and offices of large commercial real estate companies. Who are other people that we talk to with hashtag CRE? We talk to people such as The Related Group and other developers here locally in South Florida who are looking to promote their projects and have conversations with real estate professionals, both residential and commercial. Hashtag CRE, hashtag FOB13, both very powerful tools that we use. And what are things you're seeing on hashtag CRE from Freed on Business? Well, from the apartment industry, you'll find that land is more and more difficult to find and make work for rental apartments in the urban core of Miami and in other parts of our community. In order to make that work, people have to project rents that are much higher than what they are in place today. Some people are actually having equity investors buying off on those dramatic increases in rental rates, and that is what is creating the capital structure to build these high rises that you see popping up all over South Florida. The market is heating up so fast that people that want to take those buildings and make them into condominiums are already looking into it. So if you thought that the market was hot, it is. If you were looking for the leading indicator on how hot it was, I just told it to you. Condos are back in every way, shape, and form. And they're back because financing's available, product is available in places that people want to live. So if you want to live in a condo, live in a rental apartment, live wherever you want, the time is now. Move, look for where you want to go. Jobs in South Florida are also starting to come back. And as jobs come back, housing will become increasingly scarce and increasingly more expensive as there are more dollars out there chasing the housing units. Now, at the top of the market, that's just out of control and on fire. And you go, why is that? The reason is because if you take a look at the world map, Miami is benefiting from a generation. It's more than that. It's once every 100, 200, maybe even 300 years, the trade patterns and distribution patterns of the world shift. And right now, as they build the Panama Canal and expand it, we're going to see trade patterns shift. And what does that mean for South Florida? We are the center of the world. I know that sounds pretty crazy, but it's the truth. Look at the map. And what you'll see is that the international jet setters and the international businessmen are going to come here because they can run their empires from here. The goods and services and people come through here. It will become the center of the trading world. And with that, it will become the entertainment and lifestyle capital of the world. And people already want to be here. People will want to be here more. We will have the infrastructure for recreation and for business. Up until now, it's strictly been an infrastructure for recreation and in the past, farming, believe it or not. But now it's going to be international trade and business more than ever before. Already, there are more jobs out by the airport than there are in our traditional urban core. That'll shift as some of the port users are going to require office space over by the port. But international demand for transshipment locations in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and places like Jacksonville will continue to cause a shift in what is going on here in South Florida's business community. Bank on it. Take it down. It's happening now. It's going to happen even more. And you say, well, how would we know? Take a look at the tunnel that's going out to the port. Yeah, it was put through because we said it would take trailers off of the streets and make transportation inside of Miami-Dade more attractive. Let me tell you what the real truth is. It's going to make getting cargo to the airport and to the trains and to other places in Florida more efficient, and that is why they did it. They're doing it to make our port more internationally competitive. Take it from me. That's really the reason behind it. The political expediency of what they told the public is simply that. The political expediency, the operating efficiencies that they created is what the real fact of the matter is. So that also tells you why industrial is so smoking hot. Office space, not so much, but the secret is office is coming back. It's stabilized. Occupancies are going up in certain places. You want an office space, it ain't so easy to get anymore in certain places, in certain locations in South Florida. We're even starting to see the development of new office buildings and the rehab of old office buildings in certain locations. We've talked for a long time about the demand for multifamily apartments. White hot, going to stay white hot as long as the government financing is there and low cost. But a caution, people that are buying based on the low cost financing that's available now, if the financing goes away and rates go up before the end of your holding period, you're going to have a problem getting your price. Stevie, how much more time do I have? 2 minutes. I'm going to start wrapping it up because I want to make sure Steve can play a nice long cut as we go, because I know he really enjoys that. I want to thank Bruce Turkel. Bruce Turkel brings something special. Right now, he's on Fox National News. If you want to wait a minute and then go flip it on, you'll see. Bruce Turkel brings international quality business expertise to Freedom Business once a month. He is just a smoking hot guest. I want to thank the folks at Warren Henry Automotive. Always supportive, always Warren Henry. I want to thank the NFL Alumni Association, Caring for Kids. I really want to reach out and thank the Miami Dolphins. It looks like the season is really shaping up nice. I want to give a high five to all my friends up on Dan Marino Boulevard. Social media high. You get a fist bump, social media 305. Our folks at Ackerman, thank you very much. The Miami Marlins, Lauren's Kids, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. You want to know where I learned to get these insightful interpretations of what's going on in real estate? The Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida is where you got to go. UHealth. Our friends at UHealth, I want to thank them so much. They're signing up, they're sponsors. They're going to be bringing you the health and wellness information on Freedom Business for the next 12 months. So if you want the top information from the top doctors in the region, people I trust my family's health to, then stick with us every week. We're going to have something unique on. And we're going to have something informative on. It's going to be something that you're going to truly find entertaining. So if you missed today's show, we'll be rebroadcast Monday at 10 o'clock. We'll have it up on www.freedonbusiness as soon as Stevie gets it to me. And make sure you look for us next week on 880 AM, where Lolly Green MSW is going to talk about the important things she's learned in her 75 years of coaching people here on Earth. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
South Florida Smile Spa, your full-service dental office located in Fort Lauderdale. Call 954-785-1100. That's 954-785-1100.